Hey, I'm Tracy Burns from Wine on the Street. So back before Bastille Day, which was July 14th, I went to one of my favorite places, Gary's Wine and Marketplace, and hung out with Gary Fish and some of his people there. And we talked about great wines to have on Bastille Day. And then one of the most awful things happened. 84 people were killed on that Thursday night watching fireworks, and another 100 were injured, all on French soil. Awful, awful terrorist attack. And we just felt like it wasn't right or appropriate to put up a podcast about drinking wine on Bastille Day. Well, time has passed. We're hoping some of the raw wounds are sort of healed. I don't really know how you ever recover from this, but France will continue to move forward. Bastille Day will happen again. People will continue to drink wine. And so with that, I am putting up this podcast. By no means do I anticipate or hope to hurt anyone's feelings. We want to celebrate France and their strength and all that they've been through and come in solidarity with them and raise a glass of French wine in their honor. Centani. Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street, back at my favorite place, Gary's Wine and Marketplace in Wayne, New Jersey, here with Gary Fish. Thank you for being here, taking the time.
Our pleasure, as always.
And Chad Watkins, our wine educator extraordinaire here on a very, very important day, Chad.
Yeah, how's everyone doing today? This is Bastille Day.
So why do we care?
What's Bastille Day?
Bastille Day
is French Independence Day.
Love French Independence.
Why not? It's another reason to drink wine.
So we celebrate a very important day when a whole bunch of old men signed a piece of paper.
They weren't old then.
The French, though, their Independence
Day. They looked old then. They wore those white wigs.
Right, the wigs. Right. The French, though, they celebrate the day that all the people stormed this one prison and set everyone free. It's a little more dramatic than signing a piece of
paper. It's actually almost more worthy of a day.
Well, but did they behead people before that?
They did.
So,
people,
come
yeah.
on. It's not all, you know, no system is all perfect.
Okay.
But the wine side of it is perfect. The opportunity to drink great French wine.
And I think that, I'm so glad we're doing this, because I think come the summer, people often think the wines are too big, too heavy, too not summery.
French wines?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Right?
There's
great, and lighter, I think there's a little bit of a misconception sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we're doing this. We're clearing
funny,
the misconception.
But that's a great point. And if you think about Bordeaux and Burgundy,
right,
you're drinking,
big.
You know, but if
right.
you think about the village, you know, Rhone, you know, right. the Rhone, Sancerre, Loire.
Some of the other country wines.
Beaujolais, country yeah. wines, the peasant wines.
There you go.
There you go. And since we're
which
peasants.
Is perfect. Since which is perfect too. Because the peasants are who overthrew the royalty.
I know.
Okay, so we're all spinning around this beautiful glass here.
We have a great, you know, this summertime rosés, huge,
which,
hot.
I don't know if anyone's been to Gary's lately, but they don't need it. They don't have enough rosé here, so.
We're down to 120 choices.
There's 120 options.
In rosé.
It's crazy. And they're all here, and they're staring at us. All right, so this Provence, the motherland
yeah, this is
rosé.
Where rosé is king and is really home. This one is the 2015 Domaine de Paris, Côte de Provence.
So name is even perfect.
Of course. So this is a Grenache blend of a rosé, which is pretty typical grape for Provence.
I'm going to challenge you.
You just tasted. So.
So if this is the king of rosé, how can it be a peasant wine?
Good one.
Just thinking.
That's
just listen,
good. That's good.
I got to tell you, this rosé has grapefruit, vibrant acidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Refreshing. I mean, it's...
That's great.
Isn't it nice? It's a
that is super nice.
Really nice strawberry quality to it, raspberry, but super, super clean. Really nice.
Yeah, that pretty pink salmon color.
Wow.
Well done.
We could definitely celebrate with this rosé.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're moving into reds.
Yes.
Now, again, I think this is good because oftentimes people shy away from red in the summer in general. People shy away from, as you said, Bordeaux Burgundy in the summer. This, though, man, there's color on this one.
This is the 2012 Cave de Rosto, La Domelière. So it's from the Rhone Valley. This is also a Grenache blend, but obviously keeping it red. And
smell of spices in the nose.
Wow.
Cote de Rhone like this tends to be a little bit of a lighter style than some of the more, you know, bigger, fuller Rhone Belle,
like that purpley color too.
And stuff like that. But yeah, it's still got tons of flavor, but works great with lighter food, which is really nice, and is a good summer wine for sure.
Yeah, like clearly you could do this with your burger.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And it's got good flavor, but not a lot. No, you don't dry out at the end, mm-mm, which is the difference, right?
Because
you don't want to dry out.
No, you want to keep drinking.
Yeah,
exactly.
Leaves you with good fruit.
Yeah. And I could keep drinking this.
Yeah. It's really
are you inviting
nice.
Us to?
Yeah.
And these are all, I should have asked you, the rosé is how much? Around 25 bucks, right? No. Cheaper.
The rosé is 11 bucks.
$11.
Yeah, and this one is 13.
$11 or two for 25.
There you go. That's what I meant. Two for 25. Okay. And then what we just had is
$13.
Wow.
Yeah. So really, really good deals too, for sure.
You know, one day we're going to do something on the costs. Because to me, how do you make wine for $13? How do you make wine for $11? The bottle alone has to be 50% of the price.
No.
You don't think?
No, glass is not that expensive.
All right. See, no. I'm wrong. This is why we need to do a podcast on
we
this.
We should.
But that would be great to pick, the same grape, 10, 20, mm-hmm, 30, 40, or 10, 50, 100.
Right. What makes the price difference?
And we could talk about that because there are some interesting.
All right. So far, happy to be celebrating Bastille Day because these are two fabulous wines.
They're worth celebrating.
And the price is even more worth celebrating.
So the last one we got is the Clos de la Valette. Hard to pronounce.
Good thing
this one.
You're pronouncing these and not me.
And this is what's called a Cru Beaujolais. So a lot of people think of Beaujolais as that cheap, fruity,
yes,
fun stuff in November.
That comes
Beaujolais,
out.
Beaujolais Nouveau.
They basically pick it in September, bottled by November. You got to drink it or it's gonzo.
Right.
Cash flow.
So if you see a 2008 on the shelf of your favorite wine store, not Gary's, of course,
we would never.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
It's not aged
to perfection.
But the Nouveau.
But Beaujolais.
But Beaujolais, has serious wine.
And Cru Beaujolais. So it's a village.
Right.
So the Cru Beaujolais are sophisticated. They're really good wines.
Yeah.
You know, it's still Gamay.
Right.
So it's never going to be that heavy.
Right. The Gamay grape.
And so this is from the village of Fleury, which, like its name implies, which Fleury is French for flower, it is a more floral style Beaujolais.
Oh, I love that.
It's really just perfumey.
Super easy to
super
drink.
Super easy, yeah.
And oh my God, perfume. Almost like a lilac.
One of the cool things about Beaujolais that a lot of people, even in Beaujolais, will do, they'll just give it a slight chill. So it's just a little below room temperature, so stick it in the fridge for 15 minutes and just bring the temperature down just a little bit. It makes it that much more refreshing.
Right, I agree. But again, good point, because don't shy away from the Beaujolais.
No, that, especially
don't.
In the summer. I mean,
yeah.
It's just if it says Nouveau, which means new, it's new, that means it should have been drunk.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they can probably go 6 months or a year Nouveau. But Cru Beaujolais could go 5 years, depending on the vintage, if not longer. I mean,
this is the 2014, so we're already 2 years in.
And it's lively. It's got great body, good structure.
Yeah.
And the Gamay grape in general is lighter. Would you say it's like what? Like your Pinot Noir, sort of?
It's got the lightness of a Pinot Noir, but I'd say the earthiness and the complexity of more like a Grenache. So it's got a little more flesh. It's got a little more flesh to it than Pinot Noir.
Yeah, there's length on that wine. For how much?
$25.
That's 25. I mean, but that's a great bottle of wine.
It's a great bottle of wine.
It's got a lot of mid palate. Yeah. You start off perfuming the nose.
Totally.
You know,
I'm telling you, I get lilacs.
And then you get richness, and then you get this beautiful finish that lasts forever. And we didn't chill it, and you really could. I got to tell you, we should celebrate Bastille Day all week.
I think you're right.
I think we should.
I think, all right, so we'll toast the French. Gentani, thank you guys. I'm going to
keep
drinking.
You got to say santé.
Santé.
French today.
Okay. I'm not saying that, but okay.